Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. And you are joining us live on Facebook. So, if you can, let me know what's going on, how it's going for you, and all. And we you're joining in, I'll run down on all of the links and coming in. As you are joining in, please say hello. Members of thank you. And you know who they are. The ones who drag you down and take all your energy when you interact with them. And love it, et cetera. And we're talking about how you let go of the energy. That is what we're doing. And having a special fundraiser. Soul reading. So what happens every week? I've done some ideas, some that could be helpful to talk about. And do not want to start with like, no, we're going to talk to people. And I was telling them, oh, but I told them this. We're talking about toxic people. And so I thought, well, we'll see what happens. So I sat down and darn, if a whole bunch of information came out of me that I had no idea what I was going to be talking about. That is what we're I said, I'm hoping to as we go, et cetera. Now, if you want to make comments, ask about anything I'm talking about tonight, I'm calling Van Sutton. Let's go. That's the only thing I can do for Lily Bell's page. Hi, Laurie. Nice to meet you. And Laura. Hi, I'm Melissa. And my dad. That was a fun. So, every day, people trying to and talk are at bad for energy, right? They make badly. Like you said, spirit knows what we spirit really does. I just have to make sure I pay attention and follow their directions. And so when we think about toxic, they can be very cool, self-centered, being dismissive, being unloving. They can be our family, they can be friends, they can be a lot of ways our lives. Love or have you done that? Our family, friends, and they don't love or toxic energy. And we can't believe it. You know, it's some random. You can take that off a little bit better. But if your father, your mother, your husband, that's a thing, right? That's a and we talk about the holidays. That's just kind of thing. Particularly now. Just had things. I hope you guys all had a good I had a good time. So as we go into the holidays, you're getting family with friends, sons. They have no
how is it possible?
Okay, hold on 2 seconds. I'm gonna. Oh, is it better? I tell you, tech. My cat. Well, blame it on my cat. Sometimes that big. That. Back here. And it's not. Well, let's hope. Okay, I'm going to try something else. Bear with me, people. Now, you guys are my good friends. I know you're not going to judge me on this one. I'm going to put my. Sorry, I'm going to put my hand in front of the camera. And I pull it away. And then that usually. Yay! Thank you for hanging with me. Blame it on you. Next time I'll just get and just talk to you. So, how is it possible to hang on top? So connect. How is it possible? Bonding from our goal. people. My situation, I noticed, maybe the other person, or maybe I was told, or maybe I was told, I heard. I don't understand what your problem is. What's wrong with you? Don't see the problem. How many of you have something where trying to fix, what's not working, and then they just problem. Maybe it's not like I was going to say that they're not doing it on purpose. Well, some of them are doing it on purpose, right? Some of them are doing it. They just are. Other people may not even realize, like a narcissist. I don't know. So there's so many that when we're around toxic people, it means they are self-belief. So I kept telling people, like in that zone, I know it's not anymore. When you get to this point, you have a problem. So I kept trying spiritual. I was trying so hard. I wanted to feel better, but I didn't. Loving. Part of unloving was or that I'm not satisfied that I should be. I wanted more out of my life than my life. And this saying to ourselves, oh, it's not that bad. Ever yourself, it's not that bad. Stop. And listen to what you're saying. That means settling and setting your joy and wisdom. Finally, I think this is what we're going to talk about. I said earlier, I'm going to talk about handling in a little bit of a different way than maybe your therapist or maybe the things you find out online. Handle this from a spiritual so how I really was living as art. Now, dealing with the stuff, got me off track. Let's just put it that way. Got me off track. So I'm sure many of you can. Since it's 20 years, not that bad.
Sally says,
make sure it's things affect I didn't even know about. So I'm dealing with a toxic, and on top of it, I'm trying to do something in court. But I was also there. No. And there's a very one that I'll give you. One. Okay. Four. We should give away all of our possessions. If we work in metaphysics. Hold up. Some of these things that we should. How many of you have heard that one and the other two can become caught up with that? Another one. Spiritual people, always happy. Right? That's a definite, I'm going to call it a mystery. I don't even know if that's real. But bypass. We're carrying emotions. Bypass. Bypass. We're supposed to be happy all the time. Just nor for emotions. Or the red. Or the things. Just to do something. Change. Move. Run away. Do whatever you have to. Another one, I would be at. Other people. And we're ending a relationship. Sometimes what happens is a relationship, or but avoid not the fun. Another one is happy with what you have. Great. But in living in the world, I notice that all of them are based on stuff. Of course, it is highly likely. Happy. It took me a long time after that relationship fell and cover. What I learned was that the my situation, so who was that fear. A fear is, that's right, it's really hard for us sometimes. And we can say things to people, and whether they hear us or not, and respond appropriately. But toxic people generally, for the most part, are not on the film. And that fear kind of builds inside of us. And it becomes that which is up with the crap and not living our true lives. And one of my motivations, I want to live the rest of my life like this. God, the answer is, no. And that's a pretty big sign that I have to. Courageous means, and we, anyway. Now, this doesn't mean also that we can't go get help, you know. Oh, to a therapist, guide us through this. Oh, especially if we're talking about real relationships, to do it the right way. By the right way, I mean best for the world, or the best for the world. The best of the world is that means have the power we're dealing with, and our mind is what happens. Cutting ourselves, we don't defend ourselves. The past, and or what we know we need. What happens is more or less caught up in those family friends. When we begin to accept the idea to have the place, we set ourselves to recognize we do have to listen to the other people. We don't have to choose. And then, of course, we leave the room. And the relationship. Now, I always like to put a but a lot of people these days just end relationships working out. I grew up a generation of tried to work things out first. So if we try to get them to feel connected, you know, don't want to walk away without attempting to share the relationship. But remember, it is happy to involve the work. Up, rolling me. So, we probably try to talk to them and get them to see work. So, one is them and don't have to listen. Same thing, like you just said, talk to people, just get comfortable. We don't have to listen. We don't have to. We don't have to listen to the things about her. Then we're in our power of individuals, right? Now, this is not an easy fix here. Okay, if you're dealing with somebody now, I might say something to that, and you're like, I can do that one today. See, I might come. I guess. We want to listen to people's perspective. Learn to change. Andrea has a great point. I think toxic people have various thoughts. Right? Help it then from compassion, and which can help us kind of catch their impact. What is motivating? Okay. So that can help us. The problem is how energy sometimes so strong, like I said earlier, is trying to change them, and that's not the most. Right? Sometimes we want that we trying to get stuff done, to, or we keep trying to tell them what to do, how to live, why we're better, not having sex, or we're getting caught. There's or if we love other people, maybe enough to let them have their own kind. Maybe. But we also, and we also love ourselves and our so to handle. That's another talk about and as I cross my fingers while reading, so we will. My spirit told me I had to talk about this, and that is one thing I never will just. It's so important. Amy says it sucks the life out of you, and it. Toxic people. So, first idea, of course, as I've been saying, learn about yourself and who you are. Level. Oh, yeah. Willing to learn who you are. This is an example for people that bother you. You'll know what's best for you. You'll know what to do that will be best. You'll trust you. Simple, but not fairly easy. I can break it down in a few idea. And I think, oh, want me to banner to play? Workshop participants. And I hear from people all the time, ideas. Work, as I said last week, I would not set them with you. I'm only going to give you an angle. Work. The first thing, and here's where some people go, oh, yeah, I check in with myself all the time. I'm not in time. It's not going to, how can I say it? It's not going to catch. What we want to do. I'm not lying. I immediately go to a relationship struggle and start questioning like or not like, and all like when you get caught up in worry and I don't love me, I don't know what to do, I don't really know how to do it, I can't like this, and back and forth. So we want to get out of that control. What we do is checking in with ourselves all on it. And we have our ability to set ourselves. So important. Play a game. I want to eat. I want to. I really want to. I've noticed that I'm feeling something out of me more. I'm in a. Bothers me. Well, at nighttime, that and immediately our brains start thinking. They just go be up there. And we start that spiral down. So we need to recognize also as part of ours into that more positive. So you want to what feels right. What gets us right? Myself, I'm going to tell this and I'm this and they're going to say this and I'm you're going to say, and we took a second, and we took a second, oh my God.
Well, there's no, I don't think you out there going, but wait, how big the quest work is? And I know you want that question.
And really, really help. Want to trust yourself and out of that. I was in that relationship. I had lost my way, and I'm sure many of you are just hopefully what I'm sharing with you from that emotional oil, because really, back to what is it we're really looking for?
That's not what we're really looking for. What we're
still thinking, not have their negative energy. That, what?
The different ways we can get there.
Okay, now, let's reframe the I alluded to earlier. Toxic about and as helping us counter journey. I like to say that a narcissist empath. Always helping us learn more about who, what we don't want. That looks and putting ears at that. You can learn from that. I'm doing all of this. I'm going to use my power. What is it going to make? I've had many. You've got to be strong in your
childhood
friends and behaviors. That is strong in your self. strong enough in yourself to recognize your space and give that space. Doesn't mean you have to kowtow to everything that they want or anything like that. Again, we're back to what I'm saying. Laura, when you don't know you've lost, say, unless someone else, there's something to be said for that. Find time, find messages. I get it. I may think that somebody's going to go, I had no idea that's what's going on. Yeah. Because at your soul level, and I've talked all the time, so you bag your soul. Oh, Alexander, are you talking to me? I wanted me to talk about this. I always talk about this. Our a great time for me. mention a few options. There is so much out there when we start. Whether drawn, right? Now here on my radio show, I always say that my viewers here are amazing. We're all beautiful ones. To help other people and all of that. So we have opportunity to community pattern. We also have our tournament community recognized in January where it is other. And we are there to support people. But have they tried? So that's enough. That so my coaching, I can help you find your partner out there. Just keep sitting around and then get support. Now, another thing. Yourself kindness and love. Other part of this is protect your negative. Negative. Challenging is that balance. About it. Lots of times when we're dealing with struggling, more or less it's a struggle, so think about it too much. Right? We go on and on and on in our heads. Best of, sometimes is to walk over something you love to do, help you walk, so paint, organize, do something. Just what we're doing with strengthening perception, strengthening power, help to be more positive, boss, and I all when you talk that something that gives you a moment of I could not that long ago. I sat down with Grandpa on our trip, and it was about transcendence of transcending everyday life. And then something that and you may find that to keep your out. And another thing might be also turn to you might I am joy. So that joy that I am joy with me. Notice that may be that statue Greg is getting me for thousands of dollars. So now, as we were talking about this, right, and learning about ourselves from that. It's like people don't, and that's a, all right, they don't see us. They don't know what we're saying. They don't hear us at all. We feel minimized. Turn that back to ourselves and about ourselves. Bother to us or listen to us. Okay. And because dealing with doubters, we don't listen to our head. Yeah. So this checking ourselves. Are you getting okay, I put it. Aaron is wanting this and Are you listening? I don't know who it is. I don't know what it is. Remember what I said. Life at yourself. No tight rein. No longer are they telling us. No longer are they close to us. No longer just decide how we're going to our connection to soul when we're in. So much of our pain caused by us blessing. Right? Let's all be honest about that, right? One. Really one. Authentic. And really. So we've got that idea. We've got that idea. We're not there. We're probably not there. You are for but if I know we song this is wrong this but so this situation right when we are not and because wanting them, that's why we're stuck. It's going to happen. About that. Hope your family, a friend, husband, everyone love you as you are, support you, find the life. Understand. But probably never will. And then we have to get better bypass talked about earlier. So if we're slow, we're all happy. We throw out a bypass challenging emotions. We have to feel it. And it's common for us to feel it. So it's actually true. That moves the thought off. Loss of expecting sensing other people are who have into accepting them as they are. This doesn't mean the others have gone wrong. That kind of thing. That we recognize of ourselves up enough by this, and we don't expect or want them. When we let go of the wanting, that is also let go of that emotional attachment. Let go of the emotional reaction. Oh. No, you're not triggered any reaction. Oh, that's Uncle Joe's always like. That's the way it is. And you just let it go. Somebody is criticizing you. Again, you can walk away. Lots of options. And it is necessary that we realize each thing. So, like if somebody mentioned their daughter or mother or child being. So if your child is as a parent, sometimes they're like, but it for who that person is. Oh, the parents were, you must be so proud of them. Parents. Or may not have had anything to do. So if we're taking credit for them, we also feel credit in quotes toxic, like where did I go wrong? And it meant nothing to do. And if it does have us that makes on the way that encourages ourselves. So interesting how this works. Learned that their emotions by learning and then all those things on end up stronger you go ahead and you can check. So as you've gathered, emotion is different than that, you know, that you do, I like my steps, but some play with, but this has we have lost the get back in here, and one thing I can tell people who are grieving is that our loved ones on the other side are around us, that our loved ones here bypass us, and we have that energy. Because I think you said what you're grieving, the end of the relationship, the fact you can't fix it, or the part of ourselves we lost in of it all, one and all of it. And there can also be a sense of incomplete. But lots of times, separate. I never got that sense of knowledge. Also, and something you can do is write a letter, telling any letter to anybody, okay? Write to our soul or write to the other. About what is hurting us on this head, etc. So in some help. Honestly, you know, we can have some real easy ones, you know, with our book. And then there's other ones, well, toxic. And it's good. But again, remember that. Currently, so I want to thank you for joining me for this. And all questions you guys might have about past work. Sometimes when we do past life, I do past life readings. That's always fun. I'll go, oh yeah, you were this, you were that in a past life. It's always fun. And I hope this spirit was on track today. I certainly felt like track, and I hope that this is valuable for you and that it helps as you move forward in your toxic or past. As you learn more about yourself, you won't have so many of them because if you have them, you'll recognize them and you'll get out of there before they even affect you. Okay? That's awesome. That is awesome. So, and if you don't find me out, you can visit the site, www.guiding.com, assembly.org, and feel free to if you have questions about, okay, I didn't know how to get to this because I was talking so much to steal your time, so I'll try to go through days of reading, Well, thank you so much for joining me tonight. It's so awesome. You guys have been wonderful week. A question chat and turn the feed. I will ask you in a second. You're still on a concert this weekend, so maybe I okay, and if you saw, you can watch it. The recording. Have fun. Bye. Next week. Bye.